House Bill 1188, an act to revise certain penalties for moving or obtaining a used mobile home or manufactured home without an affidavit from the county treasurer.
House Bill 1188, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the committee, House Bill 1188 is an attempt to tighten up property tax collections that are collected on mobile homes within the state of South Dakota. A number of years ago, the Department of Revenue brought forth a bill that would tax mobile homes as real property rather than as personal property, as they'd been taxed, with requiring them to have a license or a sticker up front at the beginning of each year that would be displayed on the mobile home. They would be taxed as real property and as such would be paid in arrears. That was in response to part of the fact that the mobile home or manufactured home industry over the years has changed, and the majority of the manufactured homes sold today are double wides or triple wides and much more difficult to move and much more permanent. However, the problem with taxing mobile homes as real property and collecting that tax in arrears is that mobile homes are that. They're mobile. And the code goes all the way back to the old mobile homes, a lot of the single wides, which are very mobile and can be moved within a couple hours' time. And you know, some people are not really fully aware of their tax responsibility in terms of paying those taxes before they're moved. And what happens is people call the transport and have the mobile home moved to another county or another state, or maybe they trade it off, and the taxes don't get paid. And the problem that creates for the county treasurers is they're not even aware that the mobile home is gone until 6 months later when they send out the tax notice and they receive it back as undeliverable. And so then those taxes are delinquent, and they have, first of all, have to try and figure out where the mobile home went to before they can even begin to collect the taxes. This was brought to my attention by the county treasurers in Lawrence, Meade, and Pennington counties. They have a serious problem in the Black Hills area. I understand they also have a problem in the Aberdeen and Watertown areas with this. Data that I had from Lawrence County is in 2001, there were 19 of these mobile homes that they had to try and track down and collect the taxes on. So what is proposed in 1188, currently there is a statute on the books that says if a mobile home owner or a mobile home, a lender on a mobile home who is repossessing a mobile home, if they fail to move the mobile home without paying the taxes and receiving an affidavit from the county treasurer that the property taxes have been paid, they're subject to a $250 civil penalty. What 1188 would do is it would extend that civil penalty to the transporters and to the mobile home dealers, so that if 1188 is enacted into law, rather than the individual just calling the transporter and saying, "Hey, Joe, I want my mobile home moved," and they set a time and move it, the transporter's response will need to be, "Well, have you paid your taxes?" "Well, no." "Well, I need to have you a copy of the affidavit from the treasurer that the taxes have been paid before I can hook onto it," so that we've got the mobile home industry in the loop on this. Now, there's some graduated civil penalties in there. For instance, if a dealer or a transporter or a lender moves one of these found in violation and subject to the civil penalty, a second offense within a one-year time period is a graduated civil penalty, then $500, and a third offense is $1,000. If they're convicted of more than three civil penalties within a one-year period of time, they're subject to have a hearing on their licensing. That statute currently already is in place on the dealers, and it just amends in the statute to say that rather than any time that a dealer could have their license revoked, we're saying it's got to be three or more civil penalty convictions within a one-year period of time, and we're also making that the same for the transporters. We've got consensus on this bill. When I worked about 3 months putting this together, we've got consensus on this as a solution from both the county treasurers, and the lobbyists for the county officials is in agreement on this, and the lobbyists representing the mobile home and manufactured housing industry. We got consensus on this from both sides They feel that this is workable. The industry feels it's workable for them. The treasurers feel it's workable for them. We brought this bill out of committee 12-0, but we felt it was an issue that we should explain to you on the floor. I'd ask for your support and would be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1188. Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members of the body. This is one of those warm, fuzzy things that I'm going to vote for because I like to feel just as warm and fuzzy as the next guy. But my son moving his mobile home from Aberdeen to Minneapolis 2 years ago contacted four different companies to pull his house because I don't think his 85 Camaro was going to pull it. Now, every one of those companies that he contacted told him that you have to pay your taxes up to date. Now, he was in a situation where not only did he have to pay his taxes up to date, but he had to pay the next year's taxes, even though he wasn't even going to be in South Dakota, because he got hit with that six-month window where mobile homes fell into, well, his was a double wide, so it was considered permanent housing, where it fell into that window that transferred mobile homes to real property. So he had to pay a year and a half taxes, which, you know, kind of caught my attention because guess who ended up paying it? You know? The point is, who are we going after here? The people who are licensed and bonded mobile home pullers already know of this law and they comply with it or else they lose their license. So the person this is going after is Johnny Come Lately, who's got a dually pickup. He hooks a hitch up and he pulls his own dang house. And when he takes that house out of the state, it's goodbye South Dakota, no matter where he goes. Now, I'm going to vote for this, but I can tell you, you're not going to gain much revenue from this bill. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further remarks on House Bill 1188. Does anybody wish to speak a second time? I mean, before Representative Tupel speaks a second time. Hearing none, Representative Tupel.
Thank you. I'd just like to clarify a couple of comments and respond to our Representative Elliott's remarks. First of all, transporters they have a permit so that a regular transporter doesn't have to go to the county treasurer each time to get a permit to move a mobile home. They've got a standing permit, so they can just go and hook on a mobile home. Joe Blow wants to move his daughter's mobile home with his 85 Chevy pickup truck. He has to go get a permit and will be stopped by the Highway Patrol to find out whether or not he does have a permit since he's not a licensed transporter. And then they will check at that time to find out whether or not those taxes are paid and whether or not he has a copy of the affidavit. There are problems with this state where this is a problem. And while the dealers are hooked into this currently, the transporters are not. There's nothing that currently under state law requires the transporters to even mention to the guy whether or not the taxes have been paid unless they are also a dealer. And so this is an attempt to try and tighten that up and bring the transporters into that so that they've got the same burden as the dealers already have. And the dealers, I think, are complying pretty well, but currently that responsibility does not extend to the individuals that are transporters only. So I'd just like to clarify those remarks. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Knoll.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I'm all in favor of people taking responsibilities for their taxes. And I own a mobile home, so I know what Representative Tupel is talking about. But there's a problem involved here because mobile homes that were constructed after, I think it's 87 now, are treated as real property, which means they're going to be taxed in arrears. If you wanted to go down to the treasurer's office right now and pay 2002 taxes that you owe next year, your treasurer will tell you, I don't know what they are. They haven't been spread yet. And the reason they haven't been spread yet, because nobody's budget has come in, they don't know what the demands are, and the mill levies, property values change. You're going to require that person to go down and pay those taxes when he can't even determine what they are, and neither can the treasurer. They can come probably pretty close, but you cannot pay the taxes for next year. If there is some way that the individual could be identified where he's moving to, how he can be contacted to place a lien on that particular property wherever it's being moved to for the taxes, I think that'd be a great deal because, I'm a firm believer that they ought to pay the tax. But there is a problem here. This one says you're going to pay the taxes before you move the mobile home, and you can't. I don't know what can be done about it.
Further remarks, Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I do think there's maybe a process by which they can do that, and they call it an escrow account. And I think what they do is they'll estimate what the taxes will be. They'd put that money in the escrow account, and once the when the new tax statement comes out, they'll just pay it with that. If you've got money left, you'll get it back, or you might even owe them a little bit. But I think they do that.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1188. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1188.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 56, nays 12, excused 2.
House Bill 1188, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.